at the end of last month, a few of us got to attend Texas State Floodplain Managers Association conference down in San Antonio, and we brought back a few awards that we'd like to let everybody know about. So the first one is the City Floodplain Management Excellence Award. And this award's for a city that has shown excellence in the field of floodplain management. The city demonstrated achievements on flood losses and prevented loss of life through administration of its floodplain management program. In addition, the city's gone beyond the typical program and encouraged citizen interest and action to minimize the impact of flooding. And the nominee has to be a city that's shown excellence in floodplain management beyond staff-led programs. That's our first award. And the second one was the John Patton Community Service Award. And that award was created to offer some limited financial support for community projects regarding mitigating flood losses. And so it's a $500 contribution from that organization to the community. Examples of how that can be used or has been used in other communities was purchasing NOAA weather radios at critical facilities or public awareness campaigns. So I think we intend to use those funds toward our continued public outreach efforts, so like First Friday and other things that we've done, maybe having direct mailings to residents. And so we're kind of proud for having these two awards brought back because they only handed out 9 statewide awards for floodplain management at the conference, and 3 of them are for counties and agencies and other corporate private sector sponsors. So out of the remaining 6, we brought back 2 of them. So real proud about that. I want to offer a special thank you to the gentleman standing next to me, Sam Vernon, our assistant city engineer. He is our floodplain administrator also, and he's managed 2 important projects for us. The first one that helped us get these awards, the first one was completing our update to the floodplain management plan. It's actually a whole new plan. It was updated just recently. And then the installation of our Bryan Flood Early Warning System, or BFUSE, as we call it. A little bit about BFUSE. So if you haven't heard that term, Bryan Flood Early Warning System, it's 20 stations around town where we've installed turnaround, don't drown, flashing beacons would probably be the quickest way of showing it. We selected those 20 locations based on street flooding. Historical street flooding. And so whenever the water overtops the road, there's a transducer that turns on the lights and triggers the turnaround, don't drown flashing. And there's also a text message that's immediately sent out to our traffic operations staff so they can go out and actually place barricades for those. But the flashing beacons are there for the interim time when nobody's there and the water's over the road to really alert the public that you probably shouldn't drive through that water. And so that would be a good system in and of itself, but we went a little further. And so we have the ability to collect rainfall data, intensity. We have the ability to see how high the water is getting, how quickly it's rising up before it crosses over the road. All that information is available on a dashboard that we can get to via the internet. And we were able to do this project with partnership from the Texas Water Development Board. We had a grant from the Flood Infrastructure Fund that funded 40% of that, about $180,000, and the city paid $270,000 for our total of $450,000 project. So if you haven't seen the video, we kind of advertised that a while back. We're not going to play it tonight, but there is a nice video the Texas Water Development Board put together and published. They were real proud of the project and are trying to get other communities interested in doing it. So I encourage you to watch it. It's out there. Easy to Google on the YouTube. You can just type in Bryan Flood Early Warning System and see the nice video. BFUSE in itself wouldn't be possible without its architect. And so the gentleman here to my right at the end is Jacob Torres and Torres Associates. Jacob designed and built the technology literally from the ground up. And with our assistance from our traffic division, the guys that are up here from our engineering division, but the traffic guys helped install those units, actually did the physical installation out in the field, and they're going to be the ones maintaining the system moving forward. It's very similar to what we see for school zone flashers. So I'm surrounded up here with a sampling of folks from, like I said, engineering, traffic operations, And these are the folks that really are integral to the whole floodplain management program and process. And so I want to thank each of them for the role they play. Many roles could be a small interaction with a citizen, could be attending pre-development meetings with developers and engineers, pointing out issues with floodplain risk at those meetings, could be watching out and reporting for fill that's been placed in floodplains and drainageways, clearing of properties without proper permits, staffing our First Friday booths where we get out and interact with folks and talk about, have a flood model and detention and talk about that with their kids and the parents. And then reviewing kind of the mundane stuff, elevation certificates and development permits, but are required for us to maintain compliance with the National Flood Insurance Program and have flood insurance for our citizens. So with that, I wanted to summarize and thank every one of these from the bottom of my heart, these great employees who are the real reason why we have these awards, and I'm proud of their efforts.